Come on. Who wants to be strong today? Hands up. Okay, hands down. Who is feeling a little bit weak, like you didn't eat breakfast? No, you have to put your own hand up, not someone else's hand, okay? Okay, I didn't have much breakfast today. I've had one bacon sandwich, which filled a little tiny hole. So I thought I'd bring some things along that that might make me stronger, and you can decide if they really will help. This gets very little use, I confess. But you know what it is, isn't it? So would I be stronger if I wore it more often? No. If I wore it and rode my bike? Yes? Okay, I'd be stronger. Yes? You don't look convinced. Okay. What about... let's find something else. Oh, what about this? This is embarrassing. What about if I put these on? Will this make me stronger?
No.
No. But what if I wore them and swam and I used Joanna's goggles? Would that help me to get stronger? Would I be stronger than if I wore my bike, rode my bike? Okay. You're unconvinced. Let me see if I can improve on that. How about if I... Oh, you know what that is, don't you? And what about this? I love these. You can do amazing things with these if you can get them to work. Here we go. Right. What about if I go hiking? Will that make me stronger?
Yeah.
Would it make me stronger than if I go swimming?
No.
Or if I go cycling?
No.
You're not convinced yet, are you? Okay. Let's try something else. Okay. How about... What about... Would I get stronger if I use these regularly? Stronger than if I go cycling? Hiking? Or swimming? Or cycling? Okay. How about this one? This is. I have to advise this is not mine. Would that make me stronger? Some of you are red in the face. Okay. This will certainly make me heavier, but it won't necessarily make me stronger. Okay? And, let's see if I've got anything else. How about this? What about the Bible? What about the Bible? Would that make me stronger? Would it make me stronger than if I had this every day? Or tried to lift these every day? Okay, well, let's find out from the story of Elijah, because we're looking at whether Elijah was strong or whether he was weak. Elijah was God's prophet, he was God's man, and he had a message to give to a very powerful and strong King Ahab. Ahab was not a nice man, and his wife was not as nice even as Ahab was. Did he think he was a very strong man? Ahab think he was a strong man? Yeah? Powerful. He had an army, and he had a chariot, and he made everyone feel weak. And what Ahab did one day was he decided that he'd build a temple, but it wasn't a temple to God, it was a temple that he built, and he put inside a statue, and he called it Baal, and he told everyone to worship Baal, but Baal was a lump of stone. Was Baal strong or weak? He was weak, wasn't he? Because he couldn't talk. He wasn't powerful at all. He wasn't really a god. He was just a statue. And so God sent Elijah with a message, and I imagine Elijah was feeling a little weak when he had to deliver the message, because he went to powerful King Ahab, and he said, what did he say? It's not going to rain until I say so. Was Elijah strong or was he weak? He was strong because he was speaking God's word. And what happened? Well, day after day, it was very hot and sunny, and there was no rain. What happens when there's no rain? No rain? The crops died, didn't they? The crops died. Well, God sent Elijah away, and Ahab was really angry. He gritted his teeth, and he snarled, and he said, "Where is Elijah?" And everyone was afraid, because God had taken Elijah and hidden him in a brook. There he is, with water, and the ravens brought him food. Although he felt very weak, God provided for him. Well, and then when the brook dried up, God sent him on his way to somewhere else where there was some water, and he bumped into this lady, this widow, and her son. And Elijah says, "I'm thirsty. Can you please get me some water?" And she went and got him some water, and then he said, "Can you make me something to eat?" And she said, "I've only got enough for one more meal for my son. And he said, "Trust me, if you make a little loaf of bread for me first, there'll be enough for you and your son as long as the rain doesn't come down, as long as it's dry." Well, I didn't prepare this myself, but this is as near as we're going to get to 2,500-year-old bread, because it's just made of water and oil and some flour. And it doesn't look very very appetizing, but if you're hungry, this tastes really good. And I've tried it, and I just happen to have some here for any children who want to experiment and eat a piece. It came from Tesco, so it's safe. And it's made by Warburtons, who supply our communion bread. Would anyone like to try some? Would you like to come and try some? Come and try some. It's lovely. Trust me. Okay? If you'd like to try a piece, there's small pieces in there, and you can take more than one if you really are hungry. Okay? So, now, will this make us strong? Will this make us strong?
Yes.
Of course it will, because if you don't eat, you'll get very weak. You'll get very weak if you don't eat. So, I'll limit you to 5 pieces, okay? If you can count to 5, if you can't count to 5, forget about it. Okay. There we go. It was worth waiting. Okay? And if you're a grown-up and you're too embarrassed to come out, there'll be some at the end, I hope. Okay, so that was the story, but what happened next? What happened next? Although in the world today we talk about the survival of the fittest and the strongest, this story shows that God provided for the weakest and the most vulnerable in their day. And Elijah, because he obeyed God, God provided for him and this lady and her son. And that's why we support East to West as one of our mission agencies, because they care for vulnerable teenagers. And one of the ways in which we can get more involved in their work is to open up one of our bedrooms, one of our bedrooms in our homes, to provide for a teenager locally who's vulnerable, who hasn't got somewhere to live that's a safe environment. And if you're interested in that particularly, talk to Aunt or Nikki after the service. But I thought we would learn a verse to remind ourselves that when we feel weak, if we trust in Jesus, he will make us strong. And so this is the verse that Paul, the Apostle Paul, learned, because he was in a very similar situation to Elijah. He was vulnerable and he was feeling weak. And God said to him this. He said, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness." Because the Apostle Paul trusted in Jesus, God said, "My power will make you strong when you're feeling weak." And then the Apostle said this in the next verse. "So when I am weak, then I am strong." Okay, so we're going to learn this memory verse this morning. It's from 2 Corinthians 12, verse 10. And it's very important you learn the verse as well as the words, okay? So it's, what is it? It's 2 Corinthians 12, verse 10. Right, okay, here we go. Let's all say it together. "When I am weak, then I am strong." 2 Corinthians 12, verse 10. Okay, one more time. "When I am weak, then I am strong." 2 Corinthians 12, verse 10. And another go. "When I am weak, then I am strong." 2 Corinthians 12, verse 10. One more time. "When I am weak, then I am strong." 2 Corinthians 12, verse 10. And one more time.
"When I am weak, then I am strong."
2 Corinthians 12, verse 10. Well done. And, children, if you came out for a piece of bread, then you need to remember one thing that Jesus said, which was, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. So if you want to be strong, you can use any of these methods you like to get strong. Remember, you need to eat properly, whatever your mum and dad tell you to eat. But remember as well that you need to feed daily on God's word. So if you came out to get a bit of bread, you can have the same verse, okay? So we'd like to come out and get a verse. And it will help you. It's a bookmark which you can keep in your Bible, and it will help you to remember this verse. And if you want another piece of bread, you're welcome to that too. Okay, and we've got some more copies of the memory verse for the mummies and daddies after the service. Well done. Okay, let's say a prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the story of Elijah and the widow and her son, and how it reminds us that when we are weak, when we trust in you, you will make us strong. Please help us to remember that we can turn to you and find strength in you to cope with anything that happens to us in the week ahead. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.